She was grand. She sat down, placed her cell phone beside her, very Martha, I suppose, and we ordered breakfast and began to chat. We talked about her stock offering on Wall Street and the strange ways in which our lives had overlapped through the years. She was charming, she was real, and she was smooth, effortlessly pirouetting the conversation from herself to the life and career of the reporter sitting opposite her. It was a virtuoso performance, really, and when I looked back on that breakfast years later, I saw no sign that she hadn't meant every word she'd said, not least because she delivered on everything she promised to do. I told her I hosted a daily radio show on MSNBC and asked her if she'd like to be a guest on it one day. She said sure, and 6 months later, she was. I told her I was interested in starting a separate syndicated radio show, like the TV thing she'd put together for herself, but that I didn't know how to go about doing it, and she said, "Call my lawyer, Alan Grubman. He'll handle everything for you." The next day, an email arrived from Martha to let me know she'd spoken to Grubman, and he was waiting for my call. I told her I was writing a book on the stock market and investing, and she said, "Great," and offered to have me as a guest on her show to promote it when it was published. 18 months later, she put me on her show, and in a matter of hours, my book began rocketing up the Amazon.com rankings. It was remarkable.